I grew up in the church, but as a teenager, I drifted away. Coming back to church was a slow process. Started with moving away from Houston to Corpus. God intervened in my life and took me out of a bad situation. When I moved back to Corpus, which I consider my childhood hometown, I didn't know many people. My grandmother, Ruby Seal, which a lot of y'all might know, showed up at my apartment one afternoon and forced, or maybe bribed, me to go to church with her the next day. It was the start of the Feast of Tabernacles. I went to church with her both weekends at the feast, met a few old childhood friends. After the feast, I started attending the local congregation. Started off as something to do, a way to meet people. A few months later, I found myself at a crossroads. During the week, I was running around with people from work. I was working construction at that time. And the people I was working with were not very good influences on me. Then I would come to church on the Sabbath and learn about God's way. I was becoming conflicted and had to decide on which way I wanted to live my life. Follow God or follow the world? I confided in a friend from church, the conflict that I was facing, the fence that I was on. He advised me to read 1 Kings and to pray for guidance on the choice I had to make. 1 Kings details the story of Solomon and the choices he made, both good and bad. As we know, his bad choices eventually led him turning away from God. I want to focus my sermonette today on the story of King Solomon and the importance of having the right influence in your life. The name of Solomon is derived from the Hebrew word shalom, for peace. As a matter of fact, peace is one of the most noteworthy aspects of his reign. There was no major wars for the majority of his reign. Let's go to 1 Kings 4. This just kind of backs that up. 1 Kings 4. And we're going to start with verse 25. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, each man under his vine and his fig tree. From Dan as far as Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. So talks about here, and I put down here, peace from God as he obeyed. God blessed his reign with wealth and peace. Solomon loved the Lord and walked in his statutes in the beginning. After he became king, God came to him in his dream. And let's go back. We're going to go back to 1 Kings 3. 1 Kings 3, verse 5. It says, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in the dream by night. And God said, ask, what shall I give you? Let's skip over to verse 9 real quick, just for time. Therefore, give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this great people of yours? God offered him everything in the world. Solomon asked for wisdom. This pleased God. When I started reading about Solomon's reign, I thought the message was all about the wisdom and the wealth God gave him. I thought that if you love God and follow his statutes, he will hook you up. That's the big takeaway from this story, right? Be a good person like Solomon, and God will fulfill your wildest dreams. It's easy to think that with all the wealth and the blessings at the beginning. But the more I read, what jumped out at me was how Solomon seemed to lose his way. The influences in his life from his many wives and cultures and religions steered his heart away. Let's go to 1 Kings 11. 1 Kings 11. I'm going to start with verse 1. 1 Kings 11, verse 1. But Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sodans, and the Hittites, from the nations whom the Lord had said to his children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. Whoa, he was tired. God offered him everything. Let's go down to verse 6. I'm sorry. Verse 6. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and did not fully follow the Lord as did his father David. A light bulb went off when I read this. I realized the people that I hang out with can influence me into going a direction away from God. Reading this story made my choice clear. It took me off the fence with a snap of a finger and convinced me that the people in my life must know and have a foundation of God's way of life. I needed to be with people who knows God's way to steer my life in the right direction. We know how hard it is to be part of a crowd and be a good influence. Let's skip down on the 1 Kings 11, and we're going to start with verse 8. And he did likewise for all the foreign wives who burned incense and sacrificed in their gods. So the Lord became angry with Solomon because the heart had turned away the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he did not keep what the Lord had commanded. Therefore, the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this and have not kept my covenant and my statutes which I have commanded, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant. The first part of 1 Kings 11 hit me right between the eyes. It was a call to action. After reading 1 Kings completely, I got on my knees, I prayed for direction, I made a commitment to change for actions at work, and by changing my behavior just a little, my work buddies were not interested in hanging out with me anymore. Coming to church every week provided me the opportunity to be with like-minded people, positive influences, and people facing the same everyday challenge as life as a Christian. Let's go to Philippians 2 real quick. Philippians 2 real quick. Hopefully I can find it. Maybe not. Here we go. Philippians 2, verse 2. Let's try to hide from me. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, Let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. We are to be like-minded people. We are to look out for the interest of each other, not just ourselves. Soon after that light bulb moment, I set my sights on baptism, and the rest is history. To a slow process, continuously molding from God. I still have a lot to learn. The story of Solomon was meaningful to me and influenced me to change my life. In the end, Solomon knew what was most important in life. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 12. Ecclesiastes 12, and Solomon states, what he says here is very clear. Should have marked these. Here we go. Okay. Solomon 12, we're going to start with verse 13. This is kind of his final thought. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is man's all. That simple. Solomon's sins carried on to generations and led to the destruction of Israel and Judah. God has given us the opportunity to make the right choices. What choice will you make?